Come with me if you want to live.
What's up, Road Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Fury Road. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
And this week we are coming at you with my pick of the month. And that is RoboCop from 1987.
Yeah.
How long has it been since you watched this movie?
I've only seen it once. I feel like, I don't know. Definitely more than 5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah,
What about you?
it's been a long time since I watched it. Like,
Okay. Yeah.
I have the trilogy on DVD, so it was probably whenever I bought those, so I'm gonna say like 10 to 15 years ago.
Nice.
But
Did you watch the other two?
yeah, back then too, but
Yeah.
I don't really remember anything about them.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm excited to talk about this movie.
Yeah, me too.
It was a lot different than I remember, so
Okay.
it's good.
Okay.
But before we talk about this one, we'll kick off our box office and news and booze. What are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking just a Stella.
Just a Stella.
The Stella.
The Stella. I'm actually only drinking water tonight, which I forgot to bring to my desk with me. So just give me one second. I gotta go grab that.
Wow.
Yeah, I was telling you earlier that I got very intoxicated at my work Christmas party last night. So I am taking it easy for a while. I was drinking gin sodas, like pre-mixed
Yeah.
cans. And then I don't know if you've seen them yet or not, but Flying Monkeys has a box of chocolates, like Christmas special
Oh shit,
beer.
no.
And each one of them is a different flavored chocolate stout.
Okay.
So I drank two of those, and they were both really fucking good, the two that I
Yeah.
had. But yeah, if you see them, you should grab
Okay.
them. So yeah, water for me tonight.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, I know you've watched a fucking boatload of movies this week. I don't
Yeah.
know if you want to go through all of them, but
I'll do a quick rundown.
all
Yeah, I was
right.
off for 4 days, so I've watched like 25 movies. Not including RoboCop, so it's all movies that I like have come out this year or I haven't seen. So let's see.
Fucking wild.
So Tarot new this year, pretty good, not bad, not great. Alien Romulus came out this year, fucking loved it. It's my second favorite movie of the year. Had a great time with it. I love what they did with it. I'm excited
Nice.
for more from Fede Alvarez.
Yeah.
Starship Troopers, blah 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 blah. Point Break, watched for the first time. It was good, man. I really liked it.
Is very good.
Yeah, great movie. I watched Dracula from 1931. Pretty good for that age of movie. Yeah, had a good time with it. Watched Low Life. It's a Raven Banner movie that I bought a while ago. Finally watched it. Not really a horror movie, but it's kind of like Quentin Tarantino-ish.
Okay.
Definitely recommend. Watched The King of Comedy for the first time because it's on Criterion Collection. It's a pretty good movie. I can
I've never
see
seen that.
why everyone kind of compared to Joker from 2018 or whatever that came out to it.
Yeah.
Cuckoo from this year. Did not really like it that much. Yeah, kind of disappointing. The trailer was awesome. And for me to get ready for A Quiet Place Day One, I watched A Quiet Place and A Quiet Place Part Two.
Nice.
Fucking amazing movies, man. This whole trilogy is fucking amazing. So good, man. Twisters from this year. Fucking great time. Holiday. Transformers 1 from this year. Awesome animated movie. I really like the introduction of the two main characters in the Transformers universe. Quiet Place Day One, really good. Definitely recommend. It's on Paramount. Strangers Chapter One, I did not like it at all. I know you and Josh liked it quite a bit, but I just thought it was not great. Miller's Crossing, really good movie on Criterion Collection. It's leaving at the end of December, and I think it was right up your alley.
Oh yeah.
It's a gangster movie made by Joel Coen,
Okay.
has John Turturro and the dad from Hereditary,
Oh yeah, okay.
Gabriel Byrne.
Yeah.
Watched Another Round. It's a Finnish actor that Mads Mikkelsen. Really good movie. Basically, the premise is these four teachers hear this theory that when you're born with 0.5 less BAC or something like that. And like, if you always have a 0.5 BAC, you're like happy.
Okay.
So they do experiment where they have to stay at 0.5% BAC to see like if it actually makes them happier, and it gets pretty wild. Watch Smile, and then just finish Beetlejuice right before we finish recording.
Nice.
I thought it was all right, pretty good. And on top of all that, I finished the first season of The Terminal List on Prime.
Oh, nice.
Really good fucking show. I binged the
Yeah.
shit of it. So,
Sweet. You've
yeah.
been busy.
I have, yeah. That was a lot.
Plus, you read the shit ton of Words of Radiance,
I
too.
have. I'm like 250 pages in.
That's fucking crazy.
Made the most of my time off.
Apparently. I watched quite a bit, not nearly as much as you did, but I watched Boy Kills World.
Oh, right. I
Which,
remember you saying that. Yeah.
yeah, I definitely recommend that movie, man. It's so much fun.
Actually, I'm gonna put on my watch list because I'll forget.
Yeah. Well, if you're coming around this area anytime soon, I'll pass it off to you.
Isn't it on Netflix or something?
Oh yeah, that's right. It's on a sh it, actually, it's on like a bunch of streaming services. I
Yeah.
think it's on Netflix, Crave, Prime. It's on pretty much all of
Yeah.
them. I also watched Alien Romulus. I loved it as well. Not quite as much as you did, but I had a really good time with it. Also watched Cuckoo.
Oh,
Also
nice.
did not like it. And it was like one of my highest anticipated movies this year, and I was very disappointed with it.
Yeah, like there was some of it that I liked, but just I feel like I don't know, they dropped the ball on it, I think.
Yeah, I don't really know where they're going with it.
Yeah.
And there's snow on the ground, so Hunter wants to watch Home Alone every fucking 3 days. So that's gonna happen again this year.
Nice.
Sarah and I watched Deadpool and Wolverine finally.
Nice.
Really,
Good
really
time.
good. Not my favorite Deadpool movie, but it was good.
Yeah.
I really liked all the different cameos and yeah, characters that came in. And then I also watched Beetlejuice today.
Nice.
And it was good, not great. I feel like they tried to do too much with it.
Yeah.
Like there was just so much going on, and I don't know.
Yeah, too many like different storylines. Like I feel like the main bad person in it, like, was just kind of like not even like, I don't know, a part of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, it was weird, but Monica Bellucci looks amazing as always. But yeah, nothing crazy. I'm reading The Way of Kings, which is the
Nice.
first book to what you're reading, and
Yeah.
I really want to get it done before the end of the year.
Yeah, me too.
So, been trying to hammer it out. Today was supposed to be my day of just like chilling and reading all day long, but I was hungover
Yeah.
as fuck, and I was just like,
Yeah.
I can't do this today.
I know. I
So
knew something was up because, like, I messaged you last night, like, 6 o'clock, and then, like, you didn't read the message until, like, this morning or, like, the last night. I was like, yeah, something's going on. He's it somewhere.
But all right, anyways, for the box office, there's a few not surprising movies on here. But in fifth place, I don't know. There's like a fucking five-way tie, or no, that's fourth place. But still, I don't know. I don't understand it. Anyways, in fifth place, we have The Best Christmas Pageant Ever, which was released by Lionsgate, brought in 1.5 mil. And in fourth place, I'm just going to go with Red One, which brought in 7 mil. Interstellar had a re-release this weekend. So it was also tied for fourth somehow with 4.4 million. I don't know how this is all tied, but. In third place, we have Gladiator 3, which brought in 12.4 million. And in second place, we have Wicked, which brought in 34.8. Its total gross is 320 million right now. And then in first place, no surprise, we have Moana 2, which brought in 52 million this weekend. For a total gross of 300 million.
That's crazy. I don't know if you read my review of The Strangers Chapter One on Letterboxd,
No, I didn't.
but I mentioned, so I think something blasphemous this year and is really like disappointing is that currently right now the top 10 most grossing films are all sequels.
Really?
And with Moana 2, I think it by the end of the
It's
year, I
right up
think it
there.
could be like, the top 12 movies are all sequels, which I think sucks. But, I get it, right? Like,
Yeah. Is this domestic or worldwide?
probably worldwide.
Okay, let me check here.
Might be
Worldwide.
domestic then.
Yeah, because worldwide is. Well, I mean, you're not wrong. But there's a couple weird ones in here. One is Successor. That's in 10th. I don't know what that is. Venom the Last Dance is in 9th. Another one called YOLO. I'm not sure what that is. Kung Fu Panda 4, Godzilla X Kong, Moana 2 is in 5th place. Dune Part 2 is in 4th. Despicable Me 4 is in 3rd. Deadpool Wolverine's in 2nd. And Inside Out 2 is in 1st.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right.
And I like Dune 2, we knew was going to be like, at least two movies, right? Whereas like
Yeah.
the other ones, like, it's the studios getting their money, man.
Yeah, because like you go down the list, like Wicked's in 12th, so
Okay.
that's not too far off. Beetlejuice, Bad Boys Ride or Die, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, Twisters, Gladiator 2, Romulus, and then our next original movie is It Ends with Us in 19th place, and then The Wild Robots in 21st. Fuck, Joker Folie à Deux is. In 25th, I thought that got shit on hard.
Still anticipated by.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, basically, like the top, almost the top 20, besides Wicked, is all sequels.
Really?
Crazy. Anywho, do we have any
Right.
4K releases this week?
Yes. So we got Willow, which I feel like they release this movie like once a year.
Yeah, it's a sick steel book though.
It is. The Soul Eater. Don't know. From the Craters of Inside. Interesting. Rolling Stones, Welcome to Shepherd's Bush. Interstellar.
Nice.
The Addiction. Don't know what that is. The Giant Spider Invasion. Whoa. Interstellar 10th Anniversary Limited Edition. It's pretty sick. The Roundup Punishment. Silent Night, Deadly Night, Riddick,
Nice.
Rock and Roll High School, Ted, The Escapees, Requiem for Vampire, The Block Island Sound, No Country for Old Men on Criterion, which is a sick cover, and 8.5, still on Criterion.
Sweet. Some decent ones.
Yeah.
I need to get Interstellar on 4K.
Yeah, I need to watch that again.
Fingers crossed you enjoy it more.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, we can start talking about this movie. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, like we said in the intro this week, we're talking about 1987's RoboCop. Starting off with the synopsis, in a dystopic and crime-ridden Detroit, a terminally wounded cop returns to the force as a powerful cyborg haunted by submerged memories. I don't understand how this fucking guy survived, to be honest, but
I mean, yeah.
we'll talk about it when we get
Oh,
there, but
yeah.
This was directed by Paul Verhoeven. He did Hollow Man. He also did Starship Troopers, which you just watched this week, and we've covered on our other podcast. He did Showgirls, Basic Instinct, and Total Recall. Our cast, we have Peter Weller, who plays Murphy or RoboCop. Nancy Allen plays Ann Lewis. Ronnie Cox plays Dick Jones. And our boy Red Foreman, Kurtwood Smith, plays Clarence. Much younger, but still looks old as fuck.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
I have two honorable mentions. I don't know if you had any or not.
I mean, I don't really know him, but the guy that played Bob Morton, Miguel Ferrer, he looked familiar. And then another one I have, Ray Wise, who played Leon Nash. Yeah.
I had Paul McCrane as well, who played Emil
Yeah.
or Emil. He was a big runner in ER TV show. But yeah, not a whole lot of very big name actors in this one.
No.
But they all did a great job. You look like you're prepping to show me something.
No, I'm just looking through the rest of the cast. There's always like, yeah, no, I'm good.
All right, let's kick off this movie discussion.
Oh, there we go. Lost my notes for a sec. Cool. Yeah, so this movie takes place in a futuristic Detroit. Old Detroit is pretty much not a part of Detroit anymore. It's just like kind of like the slums, like just crime is just out of control. And the Detroit Police Department is run by this company called OCP. It's basically like, I don't know, kind of like not a tech company, but they kind of buy in and help other places like schools, and I think they say like some space program or something like that. So they kind of have their hands in everything. Yeah, so we kind of meet a few of them. Right off the bat, we get this sick line: you can't stand the heat, stay out of the kitchen." Classic cheesy line. You meet Clarence, who is the crime boss that kind of runs Old Detroit. And Alex Murphy is our main guy, and he is transferring from a different police station to Detroit. Lewis is his new partner and just gets right into the movie. Like, doesn't really. Quick introduction, you really need to know much, right at the beginning. And I love that he just like Lewis is like, okay, I'll drive, show around the city, and then like Alex like gets in and he's like, when I train new people, like I always drive or something like that. I like the relationship like right away. So in 6 months they're going to begin construction on a place called Delta City, which is going to be replacing Old Detroit. And basically they need to protect the workers that are there, and have basically the owner of OCP, he doesn't even have a name in the movie, he's just named Old Man. But basically he wants a 24-hour police officer that doesn't sleep or eat. And we are introduced to Ed 209. What did you think of this introduction to good old Ed?
Oh man, well, terrible CGI to kick it off.
Was it CGI or was it like, it kind of seemed to me like claymation a bit?
Actually, yeah. It did have movement like that. You're right.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's anything in the trivia about that. But anyways, yeah, while I look for it, I'll talk too. But what's his name? Dick Jones. So he's developed this ED or ED 209, and it's just like this robotic kind of thing that's got three leg or two legs, and it's like a little dome head sort of thing. It's got two fucking massive guns for hands, like looks like Mega Man. And they do a demonstration within the conference room, and he makes this guy like hold it. He's like, hold this gun, point it at the machine, and just see what happens. So then he does, and the Ed 209 tells him like, drop the weapon, or you have 10 seconds to drop the weapon. So then he does it, and then it didn't register that he dropped it, and then it's like, you have 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and then it just fucking unloads on this guy right in the conference room.
Right for like the old man and Dick Jones and all like the workers of this, and they're just like, what the fuck? And the guys like lay there dead, and like they're just like, call the medics.
Call the medics. This guy's got like 50 cal bullet wounds through his chest.
Yeah, that backfired horribly. And I love that the robot growled as well. Like when he did drop his gun right away, like growled, and then like after like the old man is like in shock, and Dick Jones like goes up to him and he's like, oh, it's like something like, oh, it's okay, like we'll reprogram or something. He's like, not a big deal. And then the old man's like, not a big deal. He just fucking got blown up.
Okay, I'm looking for it, but a couple things. The RoboCop was cop suit was so hot and heavy that Peter Weller was losing 3 pounds a day just from water loss. The hands of the suit were made of foam rubber, so the car keys would bounce off of his hand every time he tried to catch them. Production took up to 50 takes and an entire day's worth of filming before they finally got that shot right of just him catching car keys.
So Google AI helped us out on this one. So the ET-209 was created using stop motion animation in a full scale puppet. So the full scale puppet was a 7 foot tall, 300 pound model that was built. So the model was fully articulated, but its movement was rarely shown on the screen. So, yeah.
Well, fucking
And
kudos to them.
I mean, the stop motion, can you guess who was behind, what studio was behind the stop motion of it?
I'm gonna say Jim Henson.
Tippett.
Oh yeah, okay. I don't know why I said Jim Henson. I just the whole puppet thing.
But yeah. So you kind of had
Nice.
that look of like, you know, like the old like Godzilla movies that like that kind
Yeah.
of, you know.
That's fair. Yeah. It just like it felt very out of place in this movie.
I know, I liked it.
I didn't hate it like at all, but it just felt like, 'cause I don't know, like fucking awesome that it was all practical. I think that's great. But it just like everything else seemed like very like clean and polished in this movie. And then you have these things that are just like these big clunking machines.
That's fair.
But yeah, I don't know, good for them.
So Murphy and Ann are chasing a factory, or sorry, not chasing a van into the factory, who is it's Clarence's gang that they're chasing after. I love, like, I know, like, cops, like, these days, they just have, like, pistols, but I felt like in this movie, like, because Anne and Murphy just have these, like, pistols, and, like, I'm just seemed, like, out of place, because, like, the rest of, like, they have these, like, full, like, SWAT gears on, and just, like, these little tiny pistols. I thought, just, like, I don't know. I love the introduction with Anne, and I know what the one guy. But he's like taking a piss, and then she's like, put your hands up. And he's like, mind if I zip this up? And then she like looks down and just like punches her doctor off the railing. And Murphy ends up getting caught by Clarence, and all of the gang members, there's five of them in total. And right immediately they shoot his hand off. And then Clarence just tells them, have fun, boys, and they're just fucking going ham on this guy, shooting him, and then I was like, how the fuck is he still alive? And then Clarence shoots him in the head, and then he's still alive. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
They just blow his hand off. They blew his whole arm off with a shotgun blast. And yeah, like he was wearing a bulletproof vest, but like they were within, I don't know, 6 feet, I would say, firing off shotgun rounds, and they had rifles and pistols. And then, yeah, like you said, Clarence shot him in the head, but like he kind of shot him like on like the side of his forehead a little bit. So, I mean, it's not believable that he would survive, but.
No. So they have him back at the OCP, and so Dick Jones is like the guy who is creating this, but Morton is the one who is kind of like running Robocop, I think, right?
Yeah, so after the whole debacle with the Ed 209, Bob came up to the old man, and he's like a younger guy in this company, and he was like, "I have this thing in development. I would love for you to kind of back me on it." And he explained kind of what it is, and so he got the green light to go ahead with it. So that's how Murphy has kind of been enrolled, if you can say that, to become the first RoboCop.
So in this little scene, you see like the POV of Murphy. He's becoming the RoboCop, and like they say they're gonna swipe his memory, and then I love they like Morton comes up and like he's like, "Why is his arm on? I didn't want his arm." And they're like, "Double," and he's like, "Take his fucking arm off." So like they take his arm off and put on this fucking big, robot arm, and yeah, I thought. And then like the first time we see RoboCop, like we're in the cop station, and like the sheriff or whatever is like kind of complaining. Then you see like just behind like the pane of glass, like the textured glass, you just see like this shadow like move it, and then you see like RoboCop, and one of the coolest looking, like I don't know, just like I don't know, it's hard to describe, like
Yeah, he's sick.
like it's like as a kid you like see that and you're like get so excited, right?
Yeah, I definitely had some RoboCop toys when I was a kid, but I don't think I had ever watched it as a kid, but it was just like you said, it was just such a cool thing, and like the action figures were so cool.
So yeah, RoboCop's has four directives. I forgot to write down one of them, but one of them is serve the public trust, I think protect the law. I forgot what the other one is. And then there's a directive four, which says like classified underneath, and you don't learn what it is until at the end of the movie. But we see him at the shooting range practicing, and he has this fucking wild pistol that's like automatic and like shoots like four rounds like per shot.
Yeah, it's like a 4M burst.
And immediately I think Anne knows that it's him like right away, right?
Yeah, because whenever they f before they get into the car, like before he becomes RoboCop, he's like twirling his gun on his finger and putting it back in his holster.
Oh, I like the guy in the TV show there that his son watched.
Yeah, exactly. And she made a comment about it, and he explained that his son watches this TJ Laser show, and he's trying to basically be like him. And then whenever RoboCop's done firing down the range, he twirls it on his finger and puts it into his leg holster.
Which is sick. So we get a couple shots, scenes of him going to some crimes. There's like a convenience store that's being held up, and he goes in there, and he's like, "Stop in the name of the law," or whatever his like cheesy fucking lines are. And the guy has like this big fucking gun, and he just goes up to him, just like grabs in, fucking cranks it up. And the guy tries to run away, just like fucking clotheslines him like into a fridge. And there's a ton of guys falling into glass or through glass windows in this movie.
Yes, there was.
Like way too many. Like I think Clarence alone flies through like five.
That one scene.
The next one, there's a girl who's being harassed by these two guys, and they're probably gonna rape her or something like that. And then RoboCop comes up, and like the one guy's like holding her hostage, and he's like, "I'll shoot her." And then he just like does like X-ray vision or something through like her dress, and like shoots between her legs and shoots the guy in the dick. And then love after he like gets the girl, she's like, "Oh, thank you so much," and he says something about like, You've been attempted rape. I'll be sending you to a rape trauma center now. And then she like gives him this weird look.
Yeah.
And then we see there's a hostage situation. Someone who I assume works for the mayor is holding the mayor and a bunch of like town hall people hostage. And the guy's like asking like, "Make me mayor, and I want this car." And like the robocop tells like the SWAT guy like, "Just keep him talking." So the guy's like, "What kind of car do you want?" And like they go back and forth between like a car and it doesn't have cruise control. And like it's so dumb. But then the robocop just fucking grabs him through the wall and pulls him through. I thought that was hilarious.
While I was watching this scene, like, I was just thinking, like, these hostage guys, like, people that keep people hostage and they scream out all these demands and whatnot. It's just like, do they really think that, like, this is gonna work?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, okay, let all these people go and we'll just let you go free with your new car, your helicopter. You can be mayor of this city. That's no problem. Everybody's just gonna forget that you held everyone
I know.
hostage.
I want to be mayor of this town, but you know, I held people hostage, killed someone. Oh man.
This guy goes flying through the window too.
He does, yeah. He's like the second story window, yeah. So RoboCop is like, when he's not in service, he's like kind of sitting in this like electric chair kind of thing and like just being monitored. And he starts like dreaming and his memories start coming back. He's remembering of him dying and being killed. And so he gets up and walks out of there and everyone's chasing after him. And then Lewis runs into him and she says like, "You're Murphy. Like your name is Murphy." And then he just keeps walking. And he's going after Clarence's gang. And he first sees Emil or Emil, I don't know how you say his name, but he's at a gas station. There's like a attendant in there and he just goes up with like a fucking gun, like a Uzi. He's like, "Give me all your money and fill up on pump one." And then like he's like to the guys like, "What are you reading there?" And he's like doing like algebra or something like that. He's like, "Oh, you think you're pretty fucking smart, eh? I'm like, I could put this bullet through your eye." And then like RoboCop comes up and like he starts firing at RoboCop, but obviously he can't do anything to him because he's fucking made of metal. But then he like sprays gas everywhere and lights the whole place on fire. Fucking bloom. Lots of explosions in this movie too. And my God, like the Mad Max movies we did of some of the stunts and like the crashes of people. Stunt guy that got fucked up in this Emil scene. Holy shit, man. He smashed that car with his motorcycle so hard and went flying so hard into that pavement. I couldn't believe it. Oh my God, man.
It's great.
So RoboCop goes back to the police station and they're like trying to stop him and stuff like that. But he like has his fucking big ass spike that it's like, I don't know, he puts it into like this computer servers and he's downloading the guy's like face to the program to see like who his accomplices are, and then he finds out who he is. So he's kind of like getting his memory back, right?
And he keeps getting flashbacks of his wife too. Like this one scene where she's like kind of, he's walking into the bedroom and she like gets right up in his face.
So he's going home now, and you don't know, like, it kind of plays it off like his family's dead, but like they just left, they up and left because like they thought he was dead, right? So he started they started a new life. He's like walking through the house and just seeing like all some stuff they left, and he's having like his memories come back and stuff like that. So now he's at a club, and I forget what this guy's name is, but the guy pulls the gun out of RoboCop, and RoboCop like smacks out of his hand, and the gun like flies up, and just some guy in the background just catches the gun out of the
Yeah,
air.
he's
It's
just playing with
like,
it.
yeah. But that was.
I love this guy tries to kick him in the nuts.
Yeah, and fucks his leg up.
Yeah, like this is a cyborg, my guy.
Yeah, like, what are you gonna do, man? So meanwhile, our guy Bob Morton, he's doing coke with a couple girls at his house, having a good time, and then gets a knock on the door, and oh, Clarence is here, and he kicks the girls out and basically plays a tape that has Dick Jones kind of saying, like, well, you're watching this tape now, so you're gonna die, basically. So Clarence is working for Dick Jones. Dick Jones obviously is upset that Bob basically stole his kind of thunder, right? By making RoboCop. So Clarence just like shoots him in the leg like four times, and then just like goes to a grenade and pops the pin and leaves it there. And I thought it was a sick
Yeah, it was good.
what'd you think of the drug factory action scene we got?
This was sick. So, like, this is where RoboCop almost gets Clarence. And, like, you think that this is going to be the end of him. But yeah, Clarence is in there to talk with, like, this big drug kingpin. And does he want to take it over or does he want to work together? I can't remember.
I think at first he wants to take it over, but then like the guy like pulls guns on him, and then like his guys pull guns, and the guy like says like, oh, I didn't mean to do that, or something like that. Like, so I
Yeah, I
think
was
he
just
like is
joking.
scared of Clarence. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, they both have reason to join forces together, right? Like they're both crime kingpins in this city. They want to take down the cops. Like, why not work together and do this together? But then, yeah, shit hits the fan for them. RoboCop comes in and starts fucking everything up. We have this massive shootout with all of them.
Yeah, he like I think one of Clarence's guys that does end up getting killed in this scene. But I love he as soon as he walks in, just like you see like his like from his POV like armed, like just guys everywhere, and then like he ends up catching Clarence is like just keeps throwing through all these fucking glass windows and fucking Clarence up, but then he can't kill him because of a directive of his. Yeah.
But while he's doing this, Clarence is also becoming a whistleblower and saying,
Yeah.
like, Dick Jones is like who you want. I work for him. OCP, he's the one who's hiring me, and like he wants you dead and all this
Yeah.
shit. So then, hey, there's a whole bunch of evidence that we can use against Dick Jones.
Yeah, because he's a robot, so he has all that. He can play back to people. Yeah, so he ends up going to so RoboCop ends up going to the OCP to arrest Dick Jones because he has all this evidence on him. Well, he gets up there, and then Dick is fucking being a dick. He's like, okay, yeah, arrest me, and he goes to arrest him, and then immediately starts shutting down. And his directive, his fourth directive was he can't arrest like people.
High-ranked officers of OCP.
Yes, yeah. So we start shutting down, and then ED-209 comes in and just fucks the RoboCop up. Like he's getting shot everywhere, can barely walk, and I love that he's like goes down the stairs and like the robot's like kind of like tipping his toes on the stairs. And then he just fucking falls down the stairs and is like crying. Oh man, I thought it was funny. He gets out to the parking lot, and there's all these fucking cops there, and I'll pull a gun on him. And like some of the cops are like trying to get them to stop, like they don't want them to do this, but they say they have orders to destroy RoboCop. And he ends up getting away. Lewis ends up helping him get.
Yeah, some of them were like, he's a fucking cop. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're about to kill a cop. And they're like, nah, sorry. Like, this is what our orders are. Because, like, the way the cops see it, right, is he is a threat to their jobs. Like, if they have a few of these guys, these RoboCops, then they don't need all these human cops out there.
So Clarence ends up going back to OCP and meets up with Dick Jones, and Dick is pissed at him that RoboCop is still alive, and he tells Clarence that he has to destroy RoboCop, and Clarence is just like, you fucking created this, and now I have to destroy it? Like, what the fuck is that? So they're back at the factory where he died. RoboCop and Lewis, and they're kind of just, taking a couple days, not a couple days, but fixing him up. He ends up like taking off his helmet, and his face is like totally normal. Just has like a little scar on his head, but it's basically his like face.
Yeah, it's his face, like face skin over top of like a cyborg head kind of thing.
This is where he finds out that his family moved away. They're starting over again. The rest of the gang is still alive, and I love this scene of them like just like on the side of the street, and like Clarence comes up with this fucking huge ass fucking like gun,
Jesus,
and then
man.
the other guy pulls up with like this nice car, and he's like, "Hey, Clarence, check out this car. Now my car is nicer than yours." And Clarence just like, "Oh yeah, watch this," just fucking blows it up with his gun. And then he has another gun that's the same, and they're just like having fun, like, which I assume that the ammo for that gun is not very cheap,
I wouldn't think so. But these guns, they looked like 50 cal snipers.
They do, yeah.
But whenever they shot them, they were like explosive rounds. I don't
Yeah, like
know.
fucking rocket launchers, man. So the gang ended up going to the factory, to kill them, and some shooting happens. I think I was typing notes at this time, but what the fuck kind of chemicals came out of Emil's van? Like, where the fuck did that come from?
Oh, he tried to drive into RoboCop, but he got out of the way.
Oh,
And then
okay.
Emil drove into this big tank that just said toxic waste on it.
Yeah, okay, because I saw like the fucking liquid come out of the back, and you just get taken out, and like, this was straight out of a horror movie, man. Like, the practical effects in this were unreal.
His skin was literally melting off of his
His
body.
like fucking bottom lip was like hanging out, like fucking. Oh man, it was
It
crazy.
was nasty.
And he's like trying to walk around, and like he runs into one of the other guys, and the guy just like, "What the fuck?" and just runs away with the fucking big ass gun. And then, Lewis is chasing Clarence, and Clarence doesn't see him, but Emil's like walking in the middle of the road and just fucking hits him, and immediately just fucking explodes all over the car. Oh man, it's crazy. So they end up in this kind of like not a lake, but it's like this fucking big ass like puddle thing. I don't know,
I can't remember what they're called.
like a pit, I guess.
Yeah, there's a name
Yeah.
for it. I can't remember what it's called though.
But anyway, so they're there, and RoboCop is like in the middle, and Clarence has a pistol, and like RoboCop tells him like to drop his gun, and he sees one of his sidekick up on like the thing going to this crane, and he's gonna drop some metal on RoboCop. But meanwhile, Lewis, she got shot, but she's still alive. She's crawling towards the gun that he dropped, the big like rocket launcher type gun, and the guy drops the metal on top of RoboCop, crushes him, and then she ends up shooting, blowing up that guy in the crane, which is definitely way overkill. But then Clarence grabs this like big fucking pole and just goes at the RoboCop and just fucking smashes him like in the chest. But like, he's a robot, so like, didn't really die, right? But then RoboCop fucking pulls out his fucking Wolverine fucking thing and
Claw.
just fucking jabs him in the side of the neck, and just blood goes everywhere. And then RoboCop ends up getting out of the metal. So now he's back at OCP, and ED is guarding. Because Dick Jones is like, "Oh, don't worry, I got ED2 and I got a couple of them down there." So then, like, he's down there, and like RoboCop comes out with a fucking big gun, just like blows him up. And I love this like final scene.
Oh man, it's so good.
RoboCop goes up there, and like all of them are meeting and stuff like that, and he's like, old man is like, "What are you doing here?" And he's like, "Oh, Dick Jones is under arrest." And he's like, "Well, for what for?" And he's like, "Murder. He murdered a cop." And he's like, "Well, that's, some pretty big, justice
Accusations.
accusations." And he turns around, puts his little thing in the computer, and then Dick Jones is saying, "What is he? He confesses to killing Bob Morton, I think, right?
Yeah, I think it was
Was it
Bob.
Bob or a different? Yeah, it might have been Bob." So then Dick Jones like gets a hold of the old man like as hostage, and he's like, "Oh, blah." And then the old man is like, "Dick, you're fired." And then immediately RoboCop is like, "Thank you," and just fucking shoots him. And like, I love the random guy at the table just like give him the thumbs up, like,
Yeah, he's so
it's
stoked.
like, what the
It's like,
fuck?
finally, I've wanted him to
Yeah.
die forever.
But he shoots at sorry, Dick a couple times, and he falls through the window to his death.
Yeah.
RoboCop basically walks off, and that's the end of the movie.
Well, the old man, he says he's commends him for his skill, and then he asks what his name is, and then he says Murphy.
Oh
So it's like he's starting to recognize who he is again. But yeah, great way to end this movie.
Yeah, I love the ending.
All right.
That's the way the bullets fly.
Sweet. All right. How did you rate this movie?
So I gave it a 4 out of 5 on Letterboxd. Honestly, just a really good fucking 80s action movie. Honestly, in more watches, this may even go higher for me, honestly. The acting, like, it's good. It's not like bad. Like, the writing's just like cheesy 80s. The action, the set design, the CG, not the CGI, but like, the stop motion and like all of that stuff, and like this practical effects, just all really fucking good. Yeah, I mean, nothing really bad to say, but honestly, you could probably give it a higher score, but I'll leave it at 4 to 5 for now. So,
All right,
yeah.
that's fair.
What about you?
I also gave it a 4 out of 5. Like I said at the start of this episode, like this was a lot different than I remember it being, and in a good way. Like I really had a great time watching this movie, and I know Ben from Extreme Horror Replay, he was saying that he loves this movie. It was filmed in Detroit. They live in Detroit, so it was like kind of like a hometown movie for them. And I was just like, I wonder if he's going to be disappointed with our episode if we don't like it. But now we don't have to worry about it because we both really enjoyed this movie. But yeah, like how you mentioned, the acting was good. The fucking practical effects were awesome. This was so much bloodier and gory than I remembered it being. Like there was some fucking crazy shit that happens in this movie. But like I love the soundtrack to it. It's just that typical like 80s action type music. And it's just like it's everything that you could want from an action movie. Lots of violence, lots of explosions, lots of guns, people's skin melting off their bodies. Like I don't know, just a really good time. But
Nice.
yeah. All right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus: while over the top and gory, RoboCop is also a surprisingly smart sci-fi flick that uses ultra-violence to disguise its satire of American culture. Which I like that a lot, actually. Yeah. So based on that, what do you think the critics scored it?
I had to say like 83.
You're too low.
Yeah, okay. I was gonna go 90s, but
Take another stab.
okay, 94.
92.
Okay, damn.
92% on 87 reviews and an average score of 8.1 out of 10. This is a lot higher than I thought it was going to be. Like, that's fucking fantastic score. The audience score was an 84% on 100,000 ratings and an average score of 4.1 out of 5, or an 8.2 out of 10. So, very well received movie. What's Letterboxd got for us?
So Letterboxd has a 3.9 out of 5. Jensen gave it a 3.5. Buddy Allen gave it a 3, but that might just be his three. He is everything. Nathan, I Hope You Suffer podcast gave it a 5 out of 5. Anthony also gave it a 5 out of 5. Screaming Cinema, 4 out of 5. John, 4 out of 5. So, yeah, man, it's high up there for a lot of people, man.
Yeah, people like it. It's nice to see.
Yep.
Right. It's time for our
cunning stunts.
How did you rate the stunts in this movie?
I would give the sense in this movie a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
Nothing like too crazy, but I feel like some of the stunts in this were like a lot of people flying through glass or doors or fucking getting fucked up on a motorcycle. Like, I don't know, I feel like it was all extreme. Nothing like hand-to-hand combat, none of that, but like just like kind of the behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah.
So 7 out of 10.
Nice.
Favorite scene, action scene. I'll just go with the motorcycle with Emil crashing into the car, because that just like when that happened, I like couldn't believe it, man. Like that was so violent. And
Right.
then stunt I would like to try. It's not really a stunt, but I like to try and do like fucking the gun flip.
The twirly
The
gun.
twirly gun into my pocket,
Yeah.
you know?
You'd end up shooting yourself in the leg.
Oh, probably, yeah.
All
How
right.
about you?
Good. I rated the stunts a 6 out of 10. Just like a lot of practical stuff and practical effects. But yeah, nothing over the top and crazy. It was just like a lot of gunfights and like you said, people crashing through windows a lot and whatnot. So not anything crazy, but they were well done and practical. So it was nice to see. My favorite stunt, if you even want to call it a stunt, but like when Emil crashed into that toxic waste container, just the whole like ensuing
Yeah.
scene afterwards was just so over the top and crazy and unexpected.
Yeah.
And tops it all off by getting smashed into a car.
Yeah.
And stunt I want to try. Cop out answer, pardon the pun, but I'd love to just be RoboCop. Like,
Be in the suit.
I think it'd be fucking cool, man. Like, you're indestructible. You have like this crazy vision. You have like aim assist with your gun and everything. It just, I
Yeah.
don't know. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Although losing 3 pounds a day due to water weight would suck, but
Yeah.
I feel like it would just be a fun character to play.
Yeah.
All right, your turn to pick our next movie.
Yes, sir. You already know what it is, but
Yeah.
so our next episode after this will be releasing on the week of Christmas, if my math is correct. So we will be talking about, I think, 2022's Violent Night.
Nice. I watched this, I think, late last year. Well, yeah, around Christmas time last year.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I just checked. I watched it last November. Yeah,
Crazy movie.
for sure.
Be a fun one to talk about, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, cool. So, yeah, come back in a couple weeks and we'll be talking about Violent Night. In the meantime, if you want to catch us on social media, you can find us at a podcast on Fury Road. If you don't already, please check out our horror podcast, a podcast on Elm Street. And yeah, shoot us a message. We always take guest spots. We've only had one on
Yeah.
this podcast. So
We have, yeah.
if there's anybody that's an action fan out there and you want to talk about a movie, hit us up. But yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well,
That's it.
talk to you in a couple weeks, guys.
Bye.